السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With the light.
Each year, a village in Vietnam becomes awash in red and orange as it gears up for the Lunar New Year with spectacular mass production of incense. January is usually the busiest time when villagers are dyeing, drying and whittling bamboo bark to make the fragrance sticks. Also, the scent of each batch is carefully tailored to suit the tastes of the regions where they will be sold. Most households here are involved in this ancient trade and sales are a major part of their livelihoods. The Lunar New Year will begin on the first day of February. Around this time, sales tick up with throngs of people crowding into temples to light incense during worship. A 3-year-old girl from China's Hebei province has astonished ski enthusiasts with her impressive snowboarding talent.
Hello everybody, I'm Wang Shishi. I'm 3 years old and I can snowboard now.
Shishi's skills have attracted a lot of attention as a toddler boldly tackles the slopes. She makes snowboarding look easy. Despite her tender age, she is already taming the slopes at a higher skill level than a number of other aspiring snowboarders. Her parents say she has been practicing for less than 2 weeks and her progress is startling.
I remember several years ago, I felt quite scared when I was on the advanced slope, but a mother told me that Shishi started to snowboard down right when she got to the advanced trail. She was not afraid at all.
Her parents say she quickly grasped the snowboarding movements and techniques, including some of the trickier swivels and turns. They say Shishi is enjoying the progress she is making on the slopes, and every chance she gets, she asks to go snowboarding. The young snowboarder's mum says the hobby has also brought the family closer together as they enjoy a shared passion together.
The chronic shortage of human organs has always been an issue for patients, especially those suffering from heart diseases. But now a major scientific breakthrough is in the making. U.S. surgeons have successfully implanted a heart from a genetically modified pig into a man. Doctors had said the patient, 57-year-old, was unable to have human transplant because of his health conditions. But now he is recovering from his latest surgery. The surgeons say the man is being carefully monitored to determine how the new organ is performing. But for those who want to know why pigs, here is why. Pigs are considered ideal donors because of their size and rapid growth, among other things.
You know, it is a game changer because, we will have these organs readily available. If this works, and I hope it will work, we'll have these organs available. We have the technique of genetically modifying. So if there are more tweaking required for modifying the genes, we will be able to do that. And, can customize basically the heart for or the organ for the patient.
The transplant is the first of its kind in the world and follows years of research. In the U.S. alone, about 110,000 people are currently waiting for an organ transplant. Also, more than 6,000 patients die each year before getting one. A kingdom of ice and snow. Don't be surprised, it's an international sculpture festival held annually in the Chinese city of Harbin. This year, the venue brims with sports elements in a runner-up to the 2022 Winter Olympics scheduled in Beijing. The annual Winter Festival is the largest of its kind, where sculptors spend weeks using ice and snow to create structures under a given theme. The upcoming Winter Games is the theme this year, as one can visualize giant statues of Bing Duanduan. The adorable panda mascots are major attractions of the exhibition. The chief designer says an ice tower standing in the center of the park features 24 vertical structures, referring to the 24th Winter Olympics.
In terms of the design concept, the sculpture features 24 vertical structures, referring to the 24th Winter Olympics to be held in Beijing. The spiral array form also indicated the proactive spirit of the Olympics. The free and upward effect is a vivid presentation of the Olympic flame.
The annual festival, which is being held for about 3 decades, usually attracts domestic and foreign tourists. But COVID-19 restrictions have limited the crowds over the past couple of years. Harbin is located in northeast China and receives cold winter wind from Siberia. An average winter temperature there is around minus 17 degrees Celsius.
South Koreans enjoy a wildlife refuge near the Korean Demilitarized Zone. New tours opened in November from the DMZ Crane Peace Town. Frank Smith has more in this report.
A new hiking trail and birdwatching facility opened up in South Korea this past November. DMZ Crane Peace Town created special birding cabins and guides wilderness hikes north of the 38th parallel, near the DMZ, the fortified border with North Korea. The Demilitarized Zone was created with the armistice that ended the Korean War back in 1953. Guard post fencing and a 2 to 4 kilometer wide buffer zone now separate North Korea and South Korea, with that no man's land becoming home to rejuvenated plant and wildlife. Local officials see wildlife tourism as an opportunity to promote inter-Korean peace.
Cranes know no borders. That's why we're promoting the crane as a symbol of peace, as they can freely come and go between North and South Korea.
Each winter, several species of birds, especially cranes, spend time to rest and feed in the area, where there's little development and few people. Officials say more birds have been coming here because of depleted feeding grounds in the north.
Shirwan has wide plains suitable for growing rice. Cranes eat the grain that has fallen after harvest, and it's the best place for cranes because it's located north of the civilian control line.
A safe vantage point to photograph the wildlife is provided at the Hantan River near Yangji Village, attracting birders from far afield.
I left home at 4 in the morning to come here to photograph wild birds, swans and cranes. It's good because there are many mallard ducks and other birds. They fight for food with each other, but it's fun.
Cranes are considered a sacred symbol of longevity and fortune here and designated a national monument. Frank Smith, Cheongwon County, South Korea.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
33 lucky green sea turtles get a new lease on life in Indonesia. The turtles were released into the sea off the coast of the island of Bali. Tourists and locals gathered to watch the endangered animals get their way back to the wild. Authorities rescued the reptiles from poachers late last year. The population of green sea turtles has fell sharply in recent years due to excessive hunting and the loss of nesting sites. In Chile, three Andean condors are back in the wild after years of rehab at a rescue center. The vulnerable vultures were released near the Chilean capital, Santiago. Scientists will continue to monitor the birds to make sure they are healthy. Andean condors occupy a special place in Chile. They are, in fact, the country's national bird and a symbol of power and health. The vultures are one of the biggest flight-capable birds in the world, with a wingspan of up to 3.2 meters. Conservationists in several countries are trying to shore up their population.
In Germany, tasty bits of crumbs are all it takes for hundreds of sheep and goats to participate in the campaign to encourage vaccination against COVID-19. 700 farm animals were arranged into a 100-meter-long syringe in a pasture south of Hamburg. The shepherd says she spent several days practicing the herd. The sheep and goats were lured by pieces of bread, which they quickly gobbled up after being released into the field. Helping the shepherd was an organizer who works with a flock to run team training exercises for companies. He says they wanted to do something to grab people's attention and encourage them to get COVID jabs.
Well, if I were to just write it on Facebook, nobody would notice it. And my job is to have company teams leading some thousand sheep from A to B, and I have noticed how enthusiastically the sheep are received, and that it simply reaches people deep inside, which is perhaps not possible rationally, with rational arguments.
Etzold says sheep bring out the soft side of people and hopes that this will help convey the message. So far, the campaign has received a positive response, with videos of the sheep arrangement going viral. Official data shows Germany has the lowest inoculation rate among Western European nations. This is mainly attributed to vaccination hesitancy, as well as a small percentage who vehemently oppose getting the jab. Technological change is accelerating today, with robots and artificial intelligence making fast inroads into human lives. A consumer electronics show in Las Vegas is the latest example of the same. From lifelike baby dolls to full-grown human-like robots are on the display. They not only write, cry, laugh, and blink, but some of them speak and react when you tell them something. The most interesting thing about these robots is their reactions, which are just like humans, seeming as if they are real people. The robot makers say soon people will not be scared of these human-faced machines being among them.
Humans are so complex, so making a robot exactly like a human is almost impossible. If we did that, then you wouldn't be scared of it, because you'd just assume it's a human. But you get that uncanny valley just before, where it doesn't quite move like a human, doesn't quite express itself or emote or talk like a human. And that's the uncanny valley. That's the scary bit. If you go further back to something that looks less like a human, then suddenly you like it a lot more.
The robot makers hope that the way these robots are made would help even doctors how to treat and confront children, for instance. They also hope that by adding more human characteristics to these robots, the machines will be at the service of humans more than before. Let's see what's happening in one of the world's oldest festivals. It's called Black and White Carnival, celebrated every year in the Colombian city of Pasto. but it has a lot more than what its name may suggest. The carnival, full of vibrant colors and fun, livens up when people perform music too. Those in attendance even threw talcum powder and foam to add more doses of joy. More things to visit too, colorful monuments and floats are brought to the streets. An artisan explains what's behind one of the huge sculptures exhibited there.
This commemorates what we are going through right now in the world, the virus, that little thing that brought COVID. We have skulls, people who died, those who are reborn, children, old people, and a lady. That's the whole motif. It's called rebirth.
The event has roots in Spanish and African traditions related to the indigenous people of Colombia. The carnival is aimed at highlighting the diversity of ethnic and cultural backgrounds. Its name symbolizes unity and equality. The festival continues until January the 10th. A zoo in the Netherlands is celebrating the birth of a newborn manatee, a rare event among the endangered species, especially within the confines of captivity. The newcomer was born in a Royal Burger Zoo in a Dutch city of Arnhem. Zookeepers say the birth went smoothly, adding that this is the mother's second calf. The newborn is still too young for keepers to be able to determine its gender, but handlers hope it will be a female. That's because there are only 15 females in European zoos. Manatees are closely related to elephants and are sometimes called sea cows because of their herbivorous diet. These gentle giants are listed as vulnerable to extinction mainly because of loss of habitat and collisions with boats.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on RIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Today we're going to be asking a question that a lot of people ask, that's regarding the life of the 12th Imam. The question exactly is this. Does Imam Zaman, alayhi salam, does he have a family? Is he married? Does he have children? We know that he is in occultation and that he cannot be seen by the people. But does that necessarily mean that he doesn't live a normal life somewhere, you know, with a family, with children, you know, with wives or with a wife? And if he does have a family, you know, who are they? You know, what is the nature of his life? And these kind of things. The answer to this question is that it's very difficult to answer such a question, and there's no definitive, nothing definitively mentioned in the traditions regarding this. And perhaps it might be possible to say that just as the actual existence of the Imam is hidden, and we don't know exactly where he is, and we don't have access to him. It could be that, you know, the details of his life and what goes on with him. It's also in the wisdom of God, and that this also remains unknown for us. Nevertheless, there is a tradition related from Imam Sadiq alayhi wasalam by Sheikh Tusi, in which there is some indication regarding this matter. In this tradition, it's been reported that the Imam said, "La yattale'u ala mawdi'ihi ahadun min wuldihi wala ghayrih." It says that nobody knows of the place of the imam, regardless of whether that is his child or somebody else. If this tradition is true, then that perhaps indicates that the imam, he does have children. And obviously that would mean that, he would have, a wife bared him his child or children. However, this same tradition has been related in another way by Nu'mani. In this version of the tradition, it has been reported this way: لا يطلع على موزه أحد من ولي ولا غيره. The meaning of this tradition, this version of this tradition, is that nobody knows of the Imam, the 12th Imam, alayhi salam's place, neither any saint, any wali, nor anybody else. Meaning that the tradition wants to say that not even the saints and the friends of God know where he is. So these are two versions of the same tradition. One of them indicates that the imam does have a family, he does have children. The other one indicates that no, he doesn't. It doesn't necessarily indicate that he does or he doesn't. It doesn't say anything regarding this. From the point of view of the science of hadith and traditions, it might be possible to say that the chain of narrations of the second version of this tradition, the one related by Nu'mani, is better, and also the wording of the tradition is a lot better. So this is one way that we can answer this question. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at Imam Zaman and the details of his individual life. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Aga, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ دَعَوْا هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا.
And when they are thrown into a narrow place therein bound in chains, they will cry out thereupon for destruction.
As you have been with us, we were talking about the couple of verses in chapter Furqan discussing the different chastisements of the pagans in hereafter. In the 11th verse, the Almighty Allah said that because of their denial of the hour of resurrection, we have prepared a blazing fire for them. In the 12th verse, it was said, إِذَا رَأَتْهُم مِّن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّضًا وَزَفِيرًا. When it sees them from a far place, they will hear its raging and roaring. And now, the 13th verse starts saying, وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ دَعَوْا هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا. And when they are cast, coupled in fetters, into a narrow place of that fire, they will call out there for destruction. The word مُقَرَّنِين means to fasten with fetter and chain. The word thubur also, da'u hunalika thubura, means to express regret. Now, in the previous verse, it was mentioned how the condition of the pagans and how the condition of fire is when the fire sees those pagans from a long distance. But this verse, the 13th one, describes the condition of the pagans when they are in the hellfire. So, in the previous verse, they were afar and they were only hearing the raging and roaring fire, but now this is the description, this is what situation they are in the hellfire.
على قر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن فيه
أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So at first it says, إِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ, when they are cast coupled in fetters into a narrow place of fire, دَعَوْ هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا, they will call out there for destruction. This is not because the hellfire is small. The hell, according to the 13th verse of chapter Qaf, and also from our other traditions, we can understand that the hell is never filled up. The Holy Quran says, on the day when we say to hell, are you filled up? It says, are there any more? هل امتلأتي فيقول هل من مزيد, are there any more? So hell is not the problem for these pagans, is not that the hell is small. The problem is with this vast place for the wrongdoers, the ones that the previous verses described, these pagans are having a quiet narrow place. Hell is a very vast place, but they are so confined in it that in some narration, we read that their entrance into hell is like entering a nail into a wall. This is how narrow and confined their path in hell is. And this is the consequence of not believing in hereafter. Ignorance from the Almighty Allah, both in this world and hereafter, has got some consequences. In this world, the Almighty Allah says, يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا Haraja. The Almighty Allah makes his chest tight and confined. Or elsewhere in the Holy Quran we read, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, the one who turns away from my remembrance, his sustenance will be really confined and narrow. And this is what happens in hereafter. إِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا مُقَرَّنِينَ, when they are cast in fetters into a narrow place of fire, دَعَوْ هُنَالِكَ ثُبُورًا, they will call out there for destruction. Also, the word ثُبُور, we said that it means to express woe and regret, but we have to know that it originally means decay and destruction. But when a man fears from something really terrible or horrific, he cries, woe to me from such a fearsome scene. We are done with the 13th verse of the chapter, dear listeners. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets.
this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Why ends when faith begins?
Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of drawing,
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, January 16th, 2022. I'm Atefe Erfani hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So, contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. If you have any message for our great listeners around the world, then you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Please don't go away and keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, the Sunday program, your program actually. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very helpful to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers, because these reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our great listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us. And here, I do appreciate one of those listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Muhammad Fadli from Malaysia, Nestor Fischetto from Argentina, and Massimo Lombardo from Italy. And my warm gratitude to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails from around the world, including an email from Fernando Gavala Seis from Spain, Igor Belevich from Belarus, Arontio from the Philippines. Also, we have an email from Vikram Keshwala from the UK, and the last but not the least is an email from Ding Lu from China. Many thanks for sending us these emails from around the world. Please stay with us. I will be back after a short music. Welcome back. Fernando Gavela Seis, or maybe Seis from Spain, has sent us an email Fernando says, dear friends at IRIB English Radio, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, I'm very happy because today I've listened to your broadcast at 12:06 p.m. UTC with good signals in Santander, Spain. I have the pleasure of sending you a video with the recording that I have made. I would like, it is possible, to receive your confirmation QSL card. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year 2022. Thank you so much. Salam and warm greetings to you, Fernando Gavala says from Spain. Sorry if I didn't pronounce your name correctly. I don't know your language, but I promise to learn different languages so that I can pronounce the names of our great listeners around the world correctly. Okay, so you are very happy to have listened to IRIB English Radio broadcast, and we are very happy that our signals, the signals of IRIB English Radio, are received very well in Santander, Spain. As you said, you received those signals very good in your region, Santander, Spain, and that's great. Thank you for sending us the video with the recording. Yes, we received that. And my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card. And also, thank you for sending us the congratulatory message for the Christian New Year 2022. We wish you all the best in 2022, the Christian New Year. And of course, we wish all our listeners around the world a very great New Year 2022. Fernando, thank you very much for sending us this email. Write to us soon. And, of course, don't forget to tell us your views about IRIB English Radio programs. And Igor Belevich from Belarus, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. Igor says, hello, IRIB English Radio. I listen to IRIB English Radio on medium wave on my analog, simple but very good SWMW radio receiver. Is it possible to send me a frequency guide of your broadcast, please? Thank you. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Igor Belevich from Belarus, one of our regular listeners. Thank you very much for sending us this email. We are happy that you were able to receive the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting on medium wave and short wave, and that's great. And regarding your request about sending you a frequency guide of IRIB English Radio broadcast, the frequency guide is actually available at our website. Yes, you can find the frequency guide of IRIB English Radio broadcast at www.parstoday.com/en. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio is not possible in the time of the pandemic. So my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card, Igor Belevich from Belarus. Thank you for sending us this message. Write to us soon and tell us which program or programs you like the best. So, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with an email from the Philippines. Stay with us. Welcome back. Aaron Tio from the Philippines has sent us an email. One of our regular listeners. Yes, Aaron is one of our regular listeners who says, dear IRIB English Radio, I am Aaron Tio from Manila, Philippines. I am enclosing the details of shortwave radio reception for IRIB English Radio. As I said, I'm listening to the broadcast from Manila, Philippines. When I tuned in, I heard some Persian music, I presume, which was so lovely. I hope that my reception report would be acknowledged with QSL verification card. I wish you all good health and happiness in the year 2022. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Aaron Teo from the Philippines. And I do send my appreciations to you for sending us this email to IRIB English Radio. So you tuned in to IRIB English Radio and you heard some Persian music. And that's great. We are so happy that you found it so lovely. So, Aaron Teo from the Philippines, we received the enclosed package you sent, which contained the details of shortwave radio reception for IRIB English Radio broadcast. Thank you for that. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a verification. Thank you for writing to us. We also wish you all good health and happiness in the year 2022. Aaron Teo from the Philippines, write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. And from China, we have an email from Ding Lu, one of our regular listeners. Ding Lu from China says, "Dear IRIB World Service English Broadcast, or IRIB English Radio, I am a listener from China. Today I received your signal at 1921 to 1940 UTC. The signal is very strong, and the listening effect is very clear. Here, I want to apply for a paper QSL card from the IRIB. If there are other souvenirs, it would be even better. I wish IRIB the best. Also, I wish for the peace across the world in the new year. Looking forward to receiving your reply. Thanks." Also, Ding Lu from China says, "I want to know more about the Islamic Republic of Iran through IRIB." Salam and warm greetings to you, Ding Lu from China, and many thanks for sending us this email. Yes, you're one of our great listeners from China. So you received the signals of IRIB English Radio at 1921 to 1940 UTC, and the signal was strong and the listening effect was very clear, and we are so happy for that. We are so happy that the signals of IRIB English Radio are well received in your region and your country, and that's great. So if you want, if your English is very good, as we are seeing in your email, and if you're interested about knowing about the Islamic Republic of Iran through IRIB, actually, IRIB World Service, so you can listen to IRIB English radio programs and be one of our regular listeners. So, Ding Lu from China, write to us soon. We are waiting for one of your emails which tells us your views about IRIB English radio broadcast. Write to us soon, Ding Lu from China. Thank you. And after a short break, I will be back with an email from Vikram Keshwala from the UK. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. Vikram Keshwala from the UK, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. Vikram says, "Dear staff, I could listen to your radio station today and I'm writing to send you a reception report. I hope it will be of interest to you. If you issue QSL cards, I would very much like to receive one if at all possible. I look forward to future programs and will gladly send in reception reports from time to time. That is all. Thanks again for your help and kindness, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Vikram Keshwala from the UK, and I do send my appreciations to you for sending us this email And many thanks for your actually help, kindness, and support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. It was very kind of you. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card because we are in the time of pandemic and we can't send you paper QSL cards. So please accept the EQSL card, electronic QSL card from us, and write to us soon. We're looking forward to hearing from you, Vikram Keshwala from the UK. Stay with us, please. And here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Please keep in touch with us and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O you who believe, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
A few minutes I would like to spend in understanding some of the points in Surah Hud. It's one of the chapters that contains a number, the stories of a number of our prophets. The particular one I selected was what's related to Prophet Shu'aib in the area known as Madian, which falls in approximately somewhere in, I believe, the western part of Jordan, southwest, if I understood correctly. It's right there around where these three countries of Palestine, Jordan, and Arabia, known as Saudi Arabia, join that, or they come together, that little corner there, is approximately, roughly, that's where it is, Palestine and Jordan, and this is where Prophet Musa came with Prophet Shu'aib and spent some time, got his training, and then went back after, it seems, 10 years. But Shu'aib himself was a prophet, besides the assistance he provided and his daughter becoming the wife of Musa. Besides all of that, he himself is a prophet, and he dealt with the people of Madian. The story is given here from verses 84 up to the verse 95 of Surah Hud, again one of the instances. And there are many lessons to learn from this. I'm going to pick a couple of points from this story and encourage brothers and sisters to read this chapter and read this part and see for themselves the rest of the points that can be taken from it. I don't want to, there's a lot to say. I don't want to get to the specific problem besides their disbelief in God, at least to a degree where they would be willing to give in to his messenger. Besides that sin, there's another sin that they dealt with, just like Prophet Lut, his people, besides them not believing in God as they need to, they were involved, as a result of that disbelief, they were involved with transgression, doing wrong, which in turn hurts them in this world and in the hereafter, and their problem was homosexuality, basically. That's the sin of the people of Prophet Lut. Here, their sin had to do with business, and when they were selling a product, what they gave, they undermeasured, so they gave less, and what they received, they made sure it was the right amount. This is their problem. In other words, they weren't honest in business, and they were involved in a form of trickery that caused the people that had the funds, the capitalists of that community, were involved in this. So they would get richer and wealthier, and the others would always be the losers. Prophet Shu'aib talked to them about this, and this was a problem. Ya qawm, awful mikyal. It's interesting that it's mentioned twice in these verses. One in verse 84, it says, وَلَا تَنْقُصُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. When you're giving, don't do it where it shows and you end up giving less. Don't do that. That's the negative form of it. And forbidding them for underselling or for giving less than what they have actually sold. And then in verse 85, it says, أَوْفُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. If you're selling 1 kg or 1 pound of whatever for a certain amount of money, then when you're measuring it, don't do it in a way where 0.8 pounds show up as 1 pound. Don't do that. That was the don't do. And then it says, if you're doing business, whatever measurement you're supposed to give, then give that amount. Positive, negative. It's repeated twice. An important thing that we're dealing with in this world, it's these capitalists find various ways of doing this. It's still a problem that we have. And don't think, oh, you know, there's laws here and this is not happening, at least domestically. No, that's not the case. Plenty of it is happening. The sin is around, unfortunately. They've just found different ways of presenting it where it doesn't sound like that. One of them is interest. One of them is interest. Interest is connected to this sin as well. Anyhow, so they had a problem in their business. And the way they dealt with each other and amongst themselves, Prophet Shu'aib tells them, stop that. Don't do this. Do it the right way. And so on and so forth. They respond, they say, قالوا يا شعيب أصلاتك تأمرك أن نترك ما يعبد آباؤنا أو أن نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء. Is it your prayer that is telling you that firstly we leave